Tom, that was about as entertaining of a weekend as I've seen in a long time. If this is an indication of the year, your team is going to be a heck of a lot of fun to watch.
No, we got a nice team. We got a nice team. You know what? We're going to lose Harry for a while, and that's a big loss, but I was proud of how the guys responded tonight.
Well, you guys sure put up a lot of shots, Tom. It was up and down the ice, but you guys weren't afraid to fire the puck towards the net tonight.
No, we did. The boys played. They played hard, and we had to get shots. I mean, I thought we passed up way too much last night. So again, I think we had a little bit more of a shot mentality tonight there, Biss.
Late in overtime, there you've got Zmolik out there at one point with
Leitner, I think, wasn't
with
it?
With Leitner, yeah. Talk about confidence in a couple of freshmen there.
Nick Leitner,
night two.
Nick Leitner, throw the goal aside. Nick Leitner played a hell of a game tonight, and you know, Sam as well. But no, I was really, we're proud of those guys. You know, this isn't easy. Not an easy baptism. You know, for into college hockey, playing against these guys for those two. And that was Nick's first game, by the way.
Yeah, first game gets a big goal, obviously, for you guys. But opposite of last night, Tom, you went into the third period. You had a couple of late goals there in the second. That one on the power play, really good power play by St. Cloud. You guys able to bounce back. So you've seen a lot here this weekend. You guys had a lead. You were down. You were able to come back. Does that give you any peace of mind at all?
Well, yeah, you know what? Absolutely, Biss. Absolutely. And again, we showed a lot of maturity tonight. And we could have folded like a card table tonight if we wanted to when it was 2-0. I mean, that locker room was pretty quiet between the second and third. But again, it's interesting, the tale of two nights.
Yeah. Owen Sillinger gets the first goal in the faceoff dot. He absolutely owned St. Cloud State.
He's a hell of a
weekend.
He does a heck of a job right there, guys. He's just good. He's really good on the dot. And normally, even with 7 seconds to go, that's a face-off. We'd rather have a right shot centerman take. And I was, you know, you almost want to go with one of your right shots because you're stronger on your backhand. But Owen's just been too dominant on the dot, and we just had to go with him. And it was a big, big face-off.
Yeah, 17-6.
Is that what he was?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't blame you for putting him out there.
The team won 30 faceoffs. He won 17 of them.
Well, we won 30, 35 or 36 last night. So it was a good weekend on the dot. We got strong centermen, you know, on taps right now. You know, we do.
Jack Eshon came into the weekend. You have made no bones about it. You think he's going to be a Hobie Baker finalist and an All-American. And, yes, he scored a goal last night, but I thought you guys did a pretty darn good job against him all weekend.
Well, I thought we had pretty good pressure on him. I mean, that's what you have to do. You can't give him ice. And if you give him ice, he's dangerous. And on the four on five last night, we saw that, or the 5-on-4, I should say. They're 4-on-5, but yeah.
Well, it's kind of an odd quirk of the schedule. You guys open up, get a couple of games in, but now have a week off before you get ready for North Dakota and Grand Forks.
Yeah, that is what it is.
We'll see you then, Coach.
All right, fellas.
Tom Ceratore, head coach of the Beavers, on our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight.